Hey, Nigel, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess. I'm pleased to be on.
We're very pleased to have you. Now, how would you define your right to privacy in a digital world? What do you think is most important in terms of privacy these days?
Well, everyone has a fundamental human right to privacy, and that's the case in the digital world as much as it is in the real physical world. But of course, there are more threats to privacy because of more and more interactions being digital. But the fundamental issues remain the same. The right to privacy is accepted in international human rights treaties, and most countries now have a privacy law like we do.
Absolutely. Now, you recently won a case in the New South Wales Civil and Administrative Tribunal against Transport for New South Wales for the right to travel anonymously. Can you briefly explain that case to us? How did that all come about?
Sure. Well, as your listeners may know, New South Wales seniors are entitled to a concessional fare on public transport, like some other categories of pensioners. We used to be able to buy a concession travel card, which allowed us to travel without being tracked. The government then changed the rules to require us not only to have an OPAL card, but also to register it. This means that our detailed travel history is automatically and routinely collected, linked to our identity. My case was that this breached the New South Wales privacy law because collection of that information is not necessary.
No, and I didn't realise that if you were to have that gold concession OPAL card, that it had to be registered to your name.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, people travelling on a normal full fare card don't have to register, so they have the right to travel anonymously. But that's denied to those of us who qualify for these concessions.
And it was it that ability to travel anonymously and that ability to kind of move without, I guess, someone tracking you that you objected to the most? Or was there any other aspect of the gold OPAL card being linked to your name that maybe you disagreed
with? No, that's the main
with?
One. I mean, I've got no problem with having to register for it and prove my eligibility or with being required to show my eligibility, you know, if I'm challenged by a transit officer. But it's the automatic and routine collection, building up a profile of my travel history. And that's frankly none of the government's business.
No, and it's not. I do agree. And I think that it's a really, really interesting case. Now, Transport for New South Wales, kind of their argument, I guess, was that personal details are needed to prevent fraud by ensuring that concessions only go to and are used by those who are eligible. Do you think that that's an appropriate measure? How do you respond to that?
Well, they've basically spent 18 months in this case trying to argue that it was necessary for fraud prevention. My argument was that whilst that may or may not be the case for some categories of gold OPAL card holders where eligibility changes, it certainly isn't true for seniors and age pensioners, because basically once you qualify, you're entitled to the concession. So they don't need to keep track of, you know, who's got which card over a period of time.
I guess it's the same as going to the movies. You just pull out your concession card and you can prove it that way. It doesn't seem like an overly difficult thing to do.
No, that's right. I mean, it's just the way they've chosen to design the system that hoovers up all this data about you. And I mean, that's just typical of what's happening in the wider world.
Yeah. Do you think that this could be feeding into the fact that a lot of older Australians and a lot of kind of older members of the community are less informed on the way that digital technologies work and are less informed on their rights when it comes to digital technologies? Do you think that that's putting them at a significant disadvantage when it comes to this sort of stuff?
Yes, I think it is. It's difficult enough for even younger people, I think, to keep track of what's happening to their data. But certainly some of us oldies probably struggle a little more with that.
Absolutely. What would you suggest concerned citizens do to protect their right to privacy? What would you suggest people out there who are maybe kind of nodding their head along as I am and going, wow, I didn't even think of this as an issue and now I can see it as one? What advice would you give them?
Well, I'd encourage them to just, you know, challenge both government agencies and businesses about why they need to collect so much personal information. And if they're not satisfied, object to it. There are complaint routes that they can take. They can go to the Privacy Commissioners, both state and federal. And if necessary, be prepared to do the hard work and take the case all the way to the tribunals. Because they do sometimes come good, in my case.
Yeah, well, you've done the hard work for a lot of people out there. You've done the legwork for a lot of people. So congratulations on the successful outcome of your trial. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Jess.